Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 2¾ cents at 699.5. July wheat up 0.5 cent, 727.25. And July beans up 12¾ cents at 1551. We've got a little bit of a top, in my opinion, in the oil, particularly the May oil. May was down 65 overnight, but July was up 52 or so. But I think it should be backing off. With all the problems they're having in India with COVID and the increasing production of palm oil in Malaysia, I think it's going to be an issue. Now, there was something out overnight about the April ending stocks in palm oil. There's some discrepancy about what's going on there. The market is closed today for May Day celebrations, but if they found more oil out there, it could certainly be a problem to the market. As far as acres go, I am more and more convinced that the American farmer is going to plant a lot more acres than what the government told us on March 31st. I have to remember, it's an intentions report, and I think with this pretty good weather we're seeing out here, farmers are going to plant an awful lot of corn and an awful lot of beans out here. We did have some new sales this morning, 182 corn to Mexico. That was a new crop. 147 corn to unknown, new crop, most of it new crop. But we did see a reduction of 140,000 metric tons of old crop corn to China. So we'll see how that market takes that news here today. They still have a lot of undelivered sales on the books. And if they start cutting these, you know, it's going to add to the bottom line carryouts out here. But I think the weather in the U.S. looks great. It's still obviously dry in Brazil, but we're just a tad chilly out here for the next week, but a lot of sunshine, occasional showers. I think the crops are going to be off to a pretty good start here. You know, where do we go from here? We've got crude oil up 58, got pretty close to the contract highs. Contract highs are like 67.20 or 67.30. We got up to 66.67, so missed it by about 50 cents. I think that helped push the July bean oil up a little bit overnight. But I look at what's happening in India. I look at what's happening in the hog market. And in my opinion, the hog market is telling us that China's got a severe problem. They should be cutting back feed dramatically. What they're not going to cut back, I think we're going to see a lot of corn feedings being switched to wheat, and I just don't know whether we can sustain the demand from China with what's happening with their hog market there. I don't know if it's the first time, but yesterday, June hogs traded over June cattle. Now, we know what's happening in the cattle industry. It's a mess. Feeders are getting just buried out here, while the packers seem to be making $500 to $700 a head. I mean, something's got to give out here, but for the time being, it looks pretty weak in the cattle market. But, you know, overall, I think the hog market is telling us that China just doesn't have the pigs, and demand should be backing off out here. So the only positive story I really see out here is the continuing dryness in China, in Brazil, and at some point, you know, the market's just going to assume the losses are big and move on to the next thing. So we'll see where we go here today, but I'm more likely to look to sell rallies than I am to buy breaks at this point. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.